Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, I don't believe any calls decided any games.
No, I agree.
Period. First of all, three of the NFL games were blowouts. And I can just say I'm happy I don't have to watch Big Ben play football anymore. There were blowouts all weekend. The Pistons were down 20 at the time of the Cade technical foul. But it does begs a question. We could do better than we're doing right now when it comes to officiating these games.
You know, a game had some shaky officiating that almost did create a win for a local team. Northwestern got hosed a few times in those calls late in the game, and I was sitting there, good call, you know, run for the Spartans. Was that really a travel? Or I don't know, whatever. I don't know. The Cunningham thing is just so absurd.
I was livid in the moment. Fans at the arena started chanting, "Ref, you suck." Cade Cunningham dunks the ball baseline. You heard it in the call, reverse dunk. And then he points. And the point is what got him tossed. The official would say after the game that he felt Cade was pointing at a player, which is a technical foul. But you can see clearly on the replay, he pointed to the Pistons bench. In fact, pointed behind the Pistons bench. It was kind of an elevated point. You would think the official on the floor would see it. And Stoney, the better point is, people are humans, officials too. You would have the ability to take one look at a replay.
Yeah.
One look. And that's what texters are saying, too, when it comes to some of these NFL calls and decisions and roughing the passers and whether or not a whistle was blown or not. You would think they would say, if only we had this facility set up with a dozen cameras. If only we had microphones. Mm-hmm. And they have those big boom microphones to pick up all kinds of sounds. If only we had the ability to, like...
The pylon cam.
Yeah. If only we had the means... to take a peek. And they'll make you, we know this, they'll make you wait 3 minutes to measure a chain link.
Right, they did that on the 49ers game on yesterday.
It just feels inconsistent. You have somebody.
Upon further review, I will spot the ball again. That's what it was.
You're right. It's like, well, what the hell did you do the first time, buddy?
Yeah.
But Stoney, then the answer is in front of us. Have somebody sitting on a couch or a booth with all the cameras and all the sounds, and at any moment they just hit the little red button that says pause.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to, and it doesn't have to be a 2-minute review.
No.
It could be 30 seconds. They showed the ability to do some expedited replays in the NFL this weekend. Tell me we can't do more of that in sports where we say, hey, I'm going to take just one more look at that. Not
correct.
Three or four.
Right.
One and done. If it's obvious, we're overturning it.
Yeah.
And it was obvious for Cade. It was obvious for some of these other calls over the weekend that you were bringing up.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Taunting calls in sports are the biggest joke ever. It's almost like they don't want players' feelings to get hurt.
I don't understand. You're professional athletes.
Two things. The refs need to be full-time employees and need to practice and study in the offseason during the week so they do their jobs better. Also, the head official needs to be up in the booth watching all the place and has full authority on picking up or throwing a flag from the booth. We have the technology. I'm not sure why we aren't using it all the time. Yep. I agree with the second part. The full-time officials thing, I mean, I don't buy that at all. They know the rules. If they sat, you know, for 8 hours every day and, you know, did wind sprints so they wouldn't be behind the play, you know, I don't think that's a big issue as people make it out to be.
Well, yeah, so it's funny. This happened while we were watching one of the games this weekend. My wife goes, how much did the refs make? She's just curious, and she hit Google, and you can Google. NFL refs make about $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
So what do we argue? What does full time achieve for them? That they I mean, this it's a seasonal sport. They're compensated well enough to spend the time to be
right.
good at it.
Yeah.
Right. I've never understood the argument.
And most of these guys have jobs, you know, whether they're stockbrokers or sure. lawyers or whatever. I don't think they're going to give up. A lot of them, this is just, you know, look, I'm not, you know, sneezing at $200,000.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. But a lot of these guys, it's not their main source of income. Oh,
I know, but when people,
not all, but.
When people text in, they need to make the refs full time. It invokes the idea that they're like a $12 an hour employee or $15 an hour employee. And it's like, well, yeah, that would be a concern if you just don't have people who you're compensating enough to be good at this. I don't think that's an issue.
Under today's technology, what we have, these guys look at, they're on their laptops constantly during the week going over plays. And they also look at their next opponent and get trends. They do that stuff.
Listen, and the point is the refs can be mistake prone.
Yeah.
Create the safety net.
Right.
That's the point.
The guy or lady in the sky. Absolutely.
248-539-9797. We're rapping about the NFL, the wild card weekend, super wild card weekend. I like a little bit of truth in advertising. This wasn't a super football weekend.
It certainly wasn't. I mean, we just had to eliminate the teams from the great state of Pennsylvania. It would have been a lot better football.
And we brought this up earlier, the whole, is there a need for a seventh seed or not? I don't think there's a need.
No.
But there's money to be made. And Stoney, it's a little like the NCAA tournament. The opening round, you give people a shot. But by the time you get to that second or third weekend,
yes.
you want the ones, the twos, and the threes. And that's what we get in the NFL this next weekend. All four games are set to be, like the spreads are within a touchdown, some
right.
of them within a field goal.
Yes.
You got the best on the best for the second weekend. Coming up next, Bengals win a playoff game. First time since 1991. It was 31 years. They achieve it. They probably never thought it was going to happen.
No.
The Lions are on the clock. The Lions have the longest active playoff win drought, not just in the NFL, but in professional sports. What is coming up for the Lions? I don't believe in curses.
I do. I do for this one.
You do for this one. Yeah. I want to know from Lions fans, do you believe that they are cursed? As you now sit there, you have the mantle, the longest drought. Is it only a matter of time? When you see Cincinnati win, do you think, see, curses aren't real. Lions are next. Or do you harbor some of that, they're cursed, I don't believe in them. What will it take for you to believe that they're next? 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.